Rashad Vayigash, just one idea of Musar that's brought down in Perek Memdalid, Pasuk Lamedalid. Yehuda is making his claim to Yosef, and he says, Ki ech e'ale el avi ve'hanagar enenu iti. How can I go back to my father and the young boy will not be with me? Which means you can't keep Binyamin. It'll kill my father. How can I go back to my father and the young boy is not with me? So the Baalei Musar say that every Jew must think of these pesukim, or this pasuk referring to himself. All of us are going to go one day after 120 Be'ezrat Hashem to Avinu Shebashamayim. We're going to go up to our Father in heaven, and we're going to be held accountable for all our actions, especially the squandering of time. Unfortunately, many people waste the years of their youth on frivolity, and they don't fall into shape until their older years. And unfortunately, there's a lot of wasted time and wasted life. And therefore, the pasuk is hinting to all of us, Ki ech e'ele el avi. How can we go up to our Father in heaven, the hanar, and our youth, enenu iti, is not with us? Everybody should think of that when they're young, in order to take advantage of their time. I heard once an idea from Rav Chaim Brim that he said, that's what made Yosef ish navon v'chacham, like the pasuk says, a wise and perceptive man. A wise and perceptive man of Yosef's caliber was that when it was years of plenty, he treated them as if they were years of famine. And he was rationing food. Even though there was an abundance of food, he was very, very cheap in giving it out, because he was able to project in the future that the famine was going to come. That was his greatness. That in the years of plenty, he conserved. And he says, Rav Chaim used to say to us, that that's the same thing that a young man has to say. He shouldn't say, well, I'm young now, I have all the time in the world, I'm going to live, have another 50, 60, 70 years. On the contrary, when he's young and he has all that time ahead of him, that's when he has to be very, very cheap with his time. And then he has to be very, very conservative with his time and use it for the right things, because very quickly, all of a sudden, that time goes by, like they say, time flies, and then all of a sudden he realizes that he's in the years of famine. Now already he's at the end of his life, and every moment is precious, and he regrets how he wasted his time when he was young. Ki ech e'ele el avi. How can I go to my father? Ve'hanar enenu iti. And the youth is not with us. A lesson in time management. Spending our time studying, doing mitzvot, doing chesed, being a good father to our children, being a good husband to our wives. Life is too short to make such grave mistakes. And then, chas v'shalom, we live in regret. And that was the smartness of Yosef. And in the time of plenty, he knew exactly how to conserve. Shabbat shalom.